Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting sixth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second, the third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moore scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Jackson covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landreau is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Sofield reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to home to get Sofield. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dotson. Landreau moves to third. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landreau scores. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sofield moves to third. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to home to get Sofield. Adams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Harold Baines pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Doug Corbett now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Rich Wortham now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing right field. Pete Mackinnon now playing second base. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Marv Foley now catching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. One out. Dave Edwards pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing center field. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.